Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAK02. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Wednesday, November 2nd. And my, oh my, was the start of the month of November absolutely bonkers. So you guys know I joined the herd back in, I don't know, late August, early September. And we've had some busy, exciting days. Lots of stuff happening. Yesterday was by far the busiest day since I've been there. And Cowherd said it was one of the craziest shows he's ever done. Folks, we haven't seen the NFL trade deadline that popping in over 20 years. I'm sorry, actually over 30 years. I saw this stat. There were 8 trades on Tuesday. The most in a single day since 1990. You know, usually the NFL trade deadline is like all these memes go around about how nothing's going to happen and all this is speculation about everybody and absolutely nothing goes down. And everything went down on Tuesday. Actually, some significant moves that are going to help a couple of teams make a push. And I think the overriding theme is if you're close, go for it. And I will credit the Rams. Last year, we saw them add Von Miller. And it was like, whoa, Rams are going all in. And it worked. They won the Super Bowl. They're now struggling. But they got the Super Bowl. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday. You get that Super Bowl, that's all that matters. McVay, monkey off the back. Stafford, get ready for his Hall of Fame credentials to be debated for the next 10 years. And we saw, without question, the Minnesota Vikings make a serious push because they think they can get in that discussion with the Eagles and the Niners in the NFC, adding T.J. Hockenson from the lowly Detroit Lions. T.J. Hockenson, remember, this guy was a top 10 pick out of Iowa not that long ago. I think 2019, he went 8th overall. We'll talk about that one. I thought... Bradley Chubb going to Miami. You guys know I'm not a Dolphins guy. And I know there's a lot of people who listen to this podcast who are Dolphins fans because I get all of your tweets. And I know you guys know I have a love-hate thing with Tua. He's been really good, undeniable. They face bad teams. Getting Bradley Chubb is really, really significant. That is a power move for the Dolphins. We'll talk about that as they chase the, I'm going to say the Ravens, Chiefs, and Bills, obviously. One of the craziest moves, Calvin Ridley going to the Jaguars. Remember Calvin Ridley? Yeah, he's suspended for a year for gambling on sports. Insane suspension. We'll just get him out of the way quickly. I had to look up his age because I'll never forget. Back when I was at the big lead, we were doing a story on Calvin Ridley, this awesome prospect in high school, and then he had to stop his high school career early because he was too old. He had turned 19 like early in the football season, so he only got to play a handful of games in his senior year. He goes to Alabama, crushes it. Well, Calvin Ridley's now like old. For wide receivers, he turns 28 in December. So he won't take the football field again until he's 29. And it's crazy. If you guys remember Ridley, you know, he was a stud at the SEC. Absolutely dominant. Goes to the NFL. First year, caught 10 touchdown passes as a rookie. 2020, 1,300 yards, 90 catches. I mean, we're talking about a big-time talent. He was a top 10 receiver in 2020. And then, of course, he had the personal issues in 21. He's really only played three full seasons, and he's turning 29 in December. Turns 28 in December. And so Calvin Ridley's like getting up there in age. Listen, I don't know if he's going to sign a long-term deal. The Falcons will get a second-round pick from the Jaguars if Ridley does sign a long-term deal. That was significant, obviously, for the Jaguars in next year, not right now. And we'll break down the trades. I will say, I'm not going to crush Kyrie Irving on here. I did go ham on him yesterday on the herd a little bit. We'll talk about it at the end of the podcast because, as you guys saw last night, he went out and played like he had blood on his hands. Yes, the blood of Steve Kerr. Steve Nash. The blood of Steve Nash on his hands after knifing him in the back. And, Kyrie Irving playing like a guy who's distracted. So we'll see. We'll talk about Nash in a little bit. But I thought, I want to start with a trade that I haven't touched on because it's weird how quickly narratives can change. If you guys remember, 3 weeks ago, the Bears were a dumpster fire. I gave out Washington on Thursday Night Football against the Bears. I remember my wife and I went to dinner at this new steakhouse out here in the South Bay, and I was kind of sort of following the game on my phone, but not really, and there was like nothing happening. It was like Bears drive and then screw up in the red zone. Bears drive, ends up with a turnover. Like, it was just a nightmare. And you're like, gosh, Justin Fields, like they can't beat Washington. Since then, the Bears proceeded to dominate the New England Patriots. The run game looked nasty. And then they played against Dallas and fought really hard. Now, Dallas was an easy winner for this podcast. You guys profited off that. But if you really watch that game, and I did, the Bears kept fighting. And Fields looked good. And you're like, man, gosh, if this team had any talent at all, they could have the foundation of something. They got a lot of cap room next year, and they have no offensive line whatsoever. They had traded their defensive end, Robert Quinn, and then they just traded their second-best defensive player, Roquan Smith, to the Ravens. So you're like, oh, they're in a teardown. And then all of a sudden, they get in a bidding war for Chase Claypool. Now, the Green Bay Packers, who did nothing at the deadline, absolute stunner, given the situation there at receiver, the Green Bay Packers apparently were willing to offer a second-round pick. The problem is, the Bears had a second-round pick to offer that was better, their own, because we know that's going to be like in the late 30s, because they're like one of the bottom 10 teams in the league. Green Bay's going to win more games. I know they're not good right now, but the Bears ultimately, now they had added the Roquan Smith pick from the Ravens, but that wasn't good enough apparently, you know, for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So they went to the highest bidder, and Chase Claypool goes to the Bears. I think this is a really nice move. Now, if you've been following me on social or this podcast or my old Saturday radio show, you guys know I have been a massive Chase Claypool fan. He was a beast at Notre Dame. I begged the Jets to draft him. I put out a list of the ultimate New York Jets draft, and I had Chase Claypool going in the second round. So what happened at the draft? Chase Claypool's there. The Jets are on the clock. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. They get Chase Claypool, 6'4", 240. This guy's a beast. I have a personal connection in that TJ Houshmandzadeh, who I've worked with for many years at FS1, super good guy. A good dominoes player, by the way. I should add that. Houshmandzadeh works out NFL prospects in the offseason. And he texts me, hey, I know you, I see you really like Claypool. You know, I've been working with him. I'm like, tell me about him. He's like, the guy's an animal. He is going to dominate. He's going to win rookie of the year. He's like the freakiest athlete of all the receivers he was working with. He was working with good guys. Also, he worked with Zach Wilson of the Jets, I will add. He said, Zach Wilson, a phenomenal athlete. He's like, this guy's nice. He can jump over tables. He's great. I'm going to stop the Zach Wilson talk right there. At any rate, so the Jets have a chance to draft Claypool. And they say, oh, we're going to trade back. We'll pick up another pick. Pittsburgh Steelers get Claypool. What does he do as a rookie? 9 touchdowns as a rookie. And that's on our team with Deontay Johnson and some other playmakers. And it was like, oh my gosh. I picked him up on my fantasy team. I remember I had a good run, won the fantasy championship, largely thanks to Claypool, who had like a 4-week binge where he just went off. But in the next 2 years, his targets, receptions, touchdowns all declined. Some of that this year was Pickens. I think some of that was the offensive coordinator. I think some of it was, and there is a little bit of diva to Claypool. When you come into the NFL, you went to Notre Dame and you scored 9 touchdowns with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, these are all high-profile spots that you're dominating in. You think I can just wreck this league? And, you know, not to be negative about the guy they call Mapletron. Yes, that's his nickname because he's from Canada. Not Megatron, Calvin Johnson. Mapletron. Is that there's a little diva, there's a little ego, but what wide receiver doesn't have it? At any rate, the Bears add Claypool, and I saw Daniel Jeremiah of NFL Network talking about how good this move is, and he's like, listen, they're going to run Justin Fields a lot, and when you bring Claypool inside, you put him in a slot, and they try to put a linebacker on him, it's like game over, and then you move him to the outside, and you put a small cornerback on him, like, good luck, he'll just go up and get it, and he's a great blocker. And there are some real options that the Bears could do. I was like, damn, Chase Claypool, that's a great get. The arrow for me is pointing up on the Bears. Again, extra draft picks, quarterback who is starting to show some things. And this week, the Bears have an interesting test. They're at home against Miami. This was on the look ahead 3.5. A lot of people betting Miami up to 5.5. I checked the weather. It initially looked like it was going to be a poo-poo platter for the Dolphins. Outdoors, Tua, slow track. Would not be surprised if they forget to cut the grass this week with Waddle and Tyreek Hill coming in town. I'm going to look long and hard at that game. I will be fascinated by this game because the Dolphins went on the road, fell behind badly against Detroit, and were able to come back and win. That's Detroit.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to do my game.
That's my game.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's go to the team that also made a move, Miami Dolphins. They come out as big winners. I didn't read any grades for what the moves are. I'm sure people didn't like Claypool because the second round pick, he did get drafted in the second round. So you're like, did you overpay? Well, maybe he fits what they want to do. And you look at the Miami Dolphins and folks, this team all of a sudden is like, wait a minute, the Ravens got a middle linebacker to chase down Josh Allen. Why don't we get somebody to chase Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes? And they get that in Bradley Chubb, who really adds to a pretty nasty pass rush for the Miami Dolphins. Folks, Bradley Chubb, the young kid Jalen Phillips out of Miami, Melvin Ingram, who has been resurgent. Remember him with the Chargers? He looks like a badass in the Miami Dolphins jersey. Christian Wilkins, the former first-round pick out of Clemson. Raekwon Davis, they got in the middle from Alabama. Emmanuel Ogba, struggling a little bit this year, but there's obviously talent there. This team is loaded off the edge. Again, to go back to the Von Miller move with the Rams, you get an extra pass rusher, you just throw waves of pass rushers at the quarterback. Then, if you ever get Xavien Howard and Byron Jones, who is out, the Miami secondary is really beat up. Brandon Jones on IR, Nick Needham on IR. If they ever get those two cornerbacks healthy, you're able to kind of, sort of, do what the Niners had been doing. Oh, Mike McDaniel's the head coach. You don't say. I mean, these blueprints are everywhere, guys. Get the two lockdown corners, press up man coverage, and then chase the quarterback with 4 to 5 to 6 defensive linemen that you can rotate in. The 49ers did this. Got to the Super Bowl. Nearly beat Pat Mahomes. Miami Dolphins are doing this. I'm surprised they did not make a move, but the New York Jets, yes, I know, I've got to find a way to make this about the Jets. They're doing the same damn thing. They draft Sauce Gardner. They pick up DJ Reed in free agency. Both those guys are crushing it as cornerbacks. What did they do in the draft? They added Jermaine Johnson out of Florida State. Quinnen Williams up front. Carl Lawson was their big get last year. He's playing well. He missed last year with an Achilles. And this kid, Bryce Huff, is playing well. Jonathan Franklin Myers, the late hit against Mac Jones, notwithstanding. Folks, the Jets have a 49ers vibe on this defense. You see these blueprints that one coach hands down to the next and hands down to the next. And it's like, this works. And you just wonder why more teams aren't doing this. Find the two lockdown corners. Overpay if you have to because your quarterback's on the rookie deal, and ante up on defensive linemen pass rushers. And this Miami team is going to be a problem. Now, I do have questions about Tua going outdoors. I think we've talked about this a little bit. Slow down in January. You're outdoors. We'll see. But defensively, they got some bosses on that team. Now, their defense has not been very good, but I think, listen, I know people were talking about the Bengals as the fourth best team in the AFC. It's got to be Bills, Chiefs, flip it either way you want. I personally think I think the Chiefs will come out this year. Bills, Chiefs, and then is it like, are the Chargers in the mix? Like, I don't think they're that good now. Can they be ultimately? I hope so. But there's a scenario where they miss the playoffs and fire their coach. Tennessee, they are 12.5 point underdogs in Kansas City this weekend. Sunday Night Football, I told you about it. I already bet it. I know primetime dogs have crushed. 12.5 is a big number. I'm going to ride with KC. Tennessee, by the way, 5-2, -6 point differential. Just saying. So the Ravens are probably 3. The Ravens did lose to the Miami Dolphins. Now they were dominating them 35-14, and then it was a massive collapse, and the defensive coordinator lost his mind and called some dumb-ass stuff in the secondary and got lit up. That won't happen again. I think the Ravens are positioned. Miami, the AFC is going to be a gauntlet, and I really would love to make a case for my New York Jets to get in there. It just seems highly unlikely. They largely stand pat. They did do a deal sending a defensive edge rusher to the Broncos, who will have to fill the void of Bradley Chubb. Weird move, giving up on Chubb. They gave up on Von Miller last year. They give up on Chubb now, and it's becoming clear that that Russell Wilson contract is going to be burdensome. It's going to be very difficult to extract yourself from that if Russ is not playing at a high level. I also should mention one more AFC thing that I found interesting. Indianapolis Colts. So Jim Irsay comes out in the morning and says, oh yeah, we've relieved our offensive coordinator of his duties. What is a billionaire owner of a team doing announcing on social media that they let go of the OC? Let the PR department handle that. They put out a statement. Why is the owner getting involved? Guys, this Irsay stuff, it's funny. I took a jab at Irsay a couple weeks back, and there was like two Colts fans. I know there's like 15 in the planet, but two of them came after me like, you're wrong. Irsay's not one of these crazy owners. He's not in the Jerry Jones category. Bro, who do you think got Carson Wentz out of there after the Jaguars lost? Who do you think got Matt Ryan benched? Like, the fingerprints of Irsay are everywhere. And this is not trending good. I wouldn't be surprised if Frank Reich is taking calls about where he can be an OC next year. I don't know that he gets a head coaching job, but I'll be stunned if Ballard and Reich are back at this rate. At any rate, they fire their OC, who curiously inserts a running quarterback and then has the quarterback run a grand total of 0 times in the first half, like not one designed run. Very weird. At any rate, they end up dealing Nyheim Hines to, you guessed it, Buffalo Bills, the team that tried to get Alvin Kamara. Hines is a good back. I mean, he's exactly what they want. They give away the big kid, Zach Moss, coming out of Utah. I like Zach Moss, but Hines for sure is a more diverse talent that fits what they want. I think with Moss and Singletary, they thought they had a Thunder and Lightning. If you guys remember Thunder and Lightning, who was it? Tiki Barber and the kid out of Wisconsin, Ron Dane. They were like a good Thunder and Lightning. The big back for short yardage, goal line, and then your heavy hitter who comes in, like catches a screen pass and goes 70 yards. It's becoming increasingly clear that the Bills only want those big playbacks, and they're just rotating Nyheim Hines, Singletary, and then Dalvin Cook's brother, I think his name's James Cook, who they drafted, and he's looked pretty good. So they've got three backs. When they go into the game, you don't know if it's a run or a swing pass, and that's key. I'll tell you why that kind of thing is small, and it's like a nuanced little thing. So I was talking to somebody about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they told me straight up, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are struggling because they are so predictable. When Cameron Brate, who's hurt now, is in the game, every defensive coordinator knows he can't block my grandma, so Cameron Brate's going to be catching passes. It's a pass play, and the defense is going to adjust, and Tampa's playing like they know what's coming. So what's weird is when Gronk was there, you know, one of the great blocking tight ends, and oh, by the way, he's kind of good at catching passes too. You look at this Buffalo running back situation, and Hines, Cook, and Singletary all are dual threats. And you need that diversity to give multiple looks to the opponents. Oh, by the way, Tampa Bay struggling offensively big time. It showed in the second half against the Ravens if you watched any of that slop on Thursday. So they have a guy, a veteran by the name of Kyle Rudolph. Now, I don't know how much input Brady had in getting Kyle Rudolph there. You know he likes veterans. Kyle Rudolph is like inactive almost every week. And who's playing? a fourth rounder. Brady don't like young guys. He likes the veterans. He trusts them. Someone named Cade Otton, a fourth round pick out of Washington. And you're like, well, what can this guy do? Well, the answer is not much. Brady barely targets him. He had a touchdown against Baltimore that was called back on a penalty. But again, Kyle Rudolph can actually go in there and block and catch passes. I don't know that Otton can do either, but I think that's the point for Tampa, right? They want to find out what they've got. And the person who told me this was like, you know Brady's leaving. They need to find out what they've got from some of these young guys. So I do wonder if we're going to see going forward, Tampa starts to play more young dudes and some of these veterans start to sit. And Brady's not going to be happy, but what say does he have? This is his final year in the NFL. So it's an interesting game this week against the Rams, because you look at that Tampa running back situation, it's like, Leonard Fournette. Well, who's this Rachaad White? I don't even know how to, I'm not familiar with his work. He went to Arizona State. All of a sudden, the last couple weeks, you start seeing him getting more involved. What is he? 2022, third round pick. They're starting to play the young guys. I'm not saying take a flyer on Rachaad White or Rashad, however you say his name. But it's pretty clear that Tampa says, hey, if we get to the playoffs, great. If we can make a run, great. But we want to see what our young guys have. They're seeing it on the offensive line. Defensively, they're going to be forced to see it. Now with Shaq Barrett done, Logan Ryan on IR, they're really beat up. And, you know, this is going to be like a testing ground for teams that are not going to the playoffs. Somebody told me, hey, Jay, are you surprised the Rams didn't do anything? I'm like, well, I think they know that they're very limited. They have no offensive line. They can't block anybody. Outside of Cooper Kupp, they have no offense. If Kupp misses the game this week, how do they score? So they're out on Cam Akers. I guess there was no takers for him. I guess his work ethic is so poor that it's known well around the league. They did nothing because they know, like, I don't think we're close to anything. You won the Super Bowl. It ain't happening this year. The two surprises to me, teams that did nothing. Well, let's go players that didn't get dealt. I'm sure you guys saw Brandon Cooks went on social media like 1 minute after the trade deadline and put out some cryptic stuff. He's unhappy to be stuck in Houston, which stinks. I'm a little surprised DJ Moore didn't go anywhere, but Carolina has people over a barrel. Yeah, asking price for Brian Burns is two firsts. Well, who's doing that? Well, you're not getting him. And Carolina happens to have like four good young players. JC Horn, the cornerback, is awesome. Burns is very good. DJ Moore is good. They got the kid Derrick Brown on the defensive line. Their asking price is big. And, you know, think about it like this from Carolina's perspective. If you are the owner and you're going at the coaches and you're interviewing them and your GM is interviewing them and you're like, okay, can we get anybody if we don't have any talent? Like at the end of the season, assuming like Lovie Smith's fired and Colts end up firing their guy, you know, you're going to have to look at the rosters and, for instance, a guy like Sean Payton, who comes into Fox a lot, he's going to look at them. He's going to look at the cap situation. He's going to look at the draft picks. He's going to look at the quarterback, obviously the quarterback first, the talent, and say, can I win here? And I guess one of the big questions is, can you win in Carolina? Well, here's one big kicker not really discussed. Brady leaves. Have you guys seen the Tampa Bay depth chart of quarterback? Kyle Trask, Blaine Gabbert. Tampa's taking a step back. There is a scenario where if Carolina gets a quarterback, they can pop in that division quickly. I think Atlanta's kind of in the same situation. They have some talent. I don't think they have as much young talent. Maybe they do offensively, defensively, outside of cornerback. I don't see much. But Atlanta can make a case. Now, they have a coach, so they're not going to be in the market. And it's like, okay, if you go coach Carolina, can you maybe win that division or steal it? I think the Saints are good. I love this. The NFL for a day turned into the NBA with just speculation and options. And I guess I can wrap up with this. Outside of the players, I was surprised that didn't get dealt. The teams that did nothing, the Dallas Cowboys, right? If they were to add like a Brandon Cooks or a DJ Moore, man, the arrow would be pointing up. I'm right now, and this stuff's fluid. I have Dallas as the third best team in the NFC. I still think they're a little limited. You go to a playoff game and CeeDee Lamb is going to be bracketed. He's going to face double teams. And you better hope Michael Gallup's 100%. Because after that, Noah Brown, I think James Washington's out for the year. I don't know. We haven't seen him. Dalton Schultz is good. I like Tony Pollard. You know this. Offensively, I just think they're weapons. Like, you match up the Cowboys' weapons against the Niners. Like, it's not even close. I mean, I think the Eagles have way better weapons than the Cowboys. So, from a keeping up standpoint, it's going to be tough for Dallas. And remember, as we talked about yesterday, Dak's salary cap hit becomes onerous next year. Second highest in the league behind Deshaun Watson. So that's one team. And then the Green Bay Packers, who have a million injuries at receiver. The franchise, almost the ego of everybody in the building, is like, oh, we're fine. You know, we're going to get Cobb back. We're going to get Lazard back. We're going to get Watson back. Well, first of all, none of these guys are great. Can you rely on Jones and Dillon? The offensive line did okay, I thought, against the Bills. The defense, you know, will eventually carry them. But I just thought it was a little hubris. How about that? A little SAT word for you. Hubris on the part of the Packers, thinking that they didn't really need to upgrade anything. And you got to wonder how ticked off Aaron Rodgers is for the Packers doing nothing at the deadline.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant. Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, we'll quickly wrap up with a word on the Brooklyn Nets and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant and Steve Nash. Now, you guys know I've talked a lot about the Nash situation on this podcast. Some of the stuff I've said has gotten a lot of pickup. Mostly because, you know, listen, it's pretty obvious what's happening there, right? Kyrie Irving has now gotten two coaches fired. Kenny Atkinson, because Kenny Atkinson wouldn't play his guy, DeAndre Jordan. So Kyrie basically got him fired, and Kyrie thinks he's bulletproof. He said in the press conference he's got an army of people behind him. And now, after the slow start, after his tweet about a movie that has anti-Semitic themes that are absolutely horrid and awful. A bunch of reporters went and watched it. I'm not wasting my time watching that crap. No way. Anything Kyrie Irving says, hey, check this out. It's like, I'll do the opposite. Let me just run far away. So Kyrie deleted it. Monday, he met with the owner who called him out on social media. So they have a meeting. A day later, Steve Nash is gone. Now, you know Steve Nash is probably happy. Apparently, his family likes the schools in Brooklyn. So there's a small chance that he stays in Brooklyn. I personally think he'll be coming back to the West Coast. That's my guess. But Brooklyn wins last night. They beat the Pacers. I'm sorry, two nights ago they beat the Pacers. And KD and Kyrie were good, but it's the Pacers who aren't any good. So you fire Nash. Within minutes, you've got Wojnarowski and company tweeting that Ime Udoka, the Celtics coach who coached them to the finals last year and was suspended because he ended up having like marital affairs with at least two people in the Celtics organization. And then apparently it got weird or creepy after that. He's suspended for a year. He's going to be the next Brooklyn Nets coach. Apparently this is happening in like a 24-hour span. Well, what do you think happened hours after Steve Nash got fired and people just went after Kyrie Irving online because they know it's him? They went out and they choked in the fourth quarter and got beat by the Chicago Bulls in Brooklyn. Booze raining down in the fourth quarter. And like I said at the outset of the pod, it's tough to play basketball with blood on your hands. Kyrie Irving in just a masterful performance. He was 2 of 12. Shooting 0 for 6 from deep, 4 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, a team high minus 14. Kyrie Irving totally vomiting all over himself in a gutless performance. And no, I didn't bet on this game. Poor Jacques Vaughn, he's got to deal with this. The inmates trying to run the asylum, folks. The Nets kept Kyrie Irving away from the media before the game. Because they were like, oh, we just needed to cool him to cool out. Yeah, sure, that's what it is. I'm just telling you, this has implosion written all over it. The Brooklyn Nets are a pathetic organization right now. You know, if the owner could get rid of Kyrie, he would do it in a heartbeat. And they now fall to 2-6. They're in the depths of the Eastern Conference. Folks, it's only going to get worse. I don't see any end in sight to this total disaster. The organization is in chaos. You choke at home in the fourth quarter against the Bulls. Zach LaVine, my guy, lit him up. Caruso locking down Kyrie Irving. And boy, the Lakers are very happy that the Brooklyn Nets are a tire fire and just an unmitigated disaster. Thank you, Brooklyn, for taking the shine off the Lakers as they look to come out of the 1-5 start that they've dug. That's it for now. That was a really good stream of consciousness rant. Back tomorrow. Obviously, we got a great interview tomorrow with someone. I won't spoil it, but we'll be back tomorrow. Talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, The cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft, and iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.